Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, recording on Sunday afternoon, September 24th, 2023, Kingsman, The Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life, as we know it could happen to you, only live twice in a lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood, Part 2, For the Roadhouse, Sit Terminator 2, Judgment, Dazed and Confused, Cars, Cynic, and Old Lace. Whew. My guests today are a newbie and two old bees, Graham K., Kenise Mobley, and Justin Thompson. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. Thanks for having me. I wasn't
Let's
sure what
meet
to do
everybody.
There.
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. What? That means it's his first time on the show. He's got a YouTube special called Live in a Bowling Alley. That when I read it, I thought it might have said Live in a Bowling Alley. It's Graham K. Hey, Graham.
Hey, I've never thought about that. Oh, no. Yeah. Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Remember that band Live?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They had a lot of problems with people thinking they were called Liv.
Yep, I was one of them. I was a 12-year-old boy. That boy Liv has some good tunes.
Yeah, that's, a lot of people put their foot in that one. But thank you for being here. And I also hear that you have a one-man show that you are going to be performing soon, or are in the midst of performing.
I'm in the midst of my off Broadway run in Manhattan. It's called Pete and Me, and it is a non-depressing look at autism and family. My brother has autism, if you're wondering how it ties in.
That sounds great. It sounds like a interesting premise and show. And what theater is it at?
It's under St. Mark's Theater on St. Mark's.
St.
Mark's Place. Yeah. Yep.
Right on. Village. And what are the dates of the remaining performances?
The dates are the first two weekends of October. Okay. So we're looking at October 5th and 7th, and then the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. So that's five more hot dates. Things are going fast.
Right on. Thank you for joining us. And also joining us today, he's back. It's Justin Thompson.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, you know, just podcasting. Are you in, you're in New York City right now, yes?
Yes, sir. I'm in Brooklyn.
I'm in Austin, Texas, the Brooklyn of Texas. And I'm in a film festival called Fantastic Fest. But I just wanted to note, while I'm talking about me during Justin's time, that I'll be back in Austin at Cap City Comedy Club October 24th and 25th. Right. What's going on, Justin? You got any big gigs coming up that you want to emphasize?
I will plug my monthly show. I run a show here in Brooklyn called Drop a Video. I bring on a panel of comedians and everyone selects a music video for us to screen and make fun of. We do that every month at the Pine Box Rock Shop. I would describe it as incredibly off-Broadway. And you guys know it. Yeah, amazingly. The next one is 10-13, October 13th, Friday. We're there. We have a date in November, and we'll have more coming up. I'm also looking at taking it on the road, so... That sounds interesting to you. You know, we're looking at hitting Austin and Philly, Denver, Chicago, and your town. You let me know.
And those are all your dream cities, or you really have dates lined up everywhere?
Those are the dream cities we're looking at, trying to find the right venue. You know, in stand-up, we just, like, need a microphone. So when I'm like, hey, I need four microphones and a screen where you can also see the people on stage and the screen. And surprisingly, not every venue can handle that.
Yeah, and then you want the technically you wouldn't need it to be good because like they have to ride the levels of the sound so they could hear the people commenting on the video. You know, it'd be easy to play it too loud, and it's a tricky game. But when you get to a venue that knows what they're doing, those kind of shows are super fun.
Yeah, it's a flawless technical production. Nothing has ever gone wrong doing this show.
Good luck. I mean, good luck with it. You're already doing it.
We've got it all put together. And
Well, speaking of doing it, our third guest was at, two of my guests were at High Plains Comedy Festival in, it's like outside of Denver. Anyway, let me say her name and then I'll talk to her about it. It's Kenise Mobley.
Hello. Yes. Hi. I think it's in Denver, technically, although I don't know this city very well. I'm still there. Graham left this morning, and I am sitting outside the Clifford Still Museum, which is an artist that I am a big fan of. But I just found out from Adam, who runs the festival, that he has a museum here.
Oh, so are you is this post or pre-museum visit that you're talking to us?
Post. And I bought some little postcards that I'm going to put in frames and act like I buy artwork.
Did you feel rushed going through there because you had to do this show?
Not at all. I got here with plenty of time to spare. I was the annoying person who reads every word that they have in the exhibit and looks at the picture from all different angles. So I got to be a real jerk, and I love it.
You know, you don't go to museums with other people very much, right?
I mean, sometimes if I find someone who wants to come with, but I will go regardless. So today was just like most people have already left. I'll just go right now.
Yeah, because every time you go with somebody to one of those types of things, it is like the person who reads everything is going to annoy the person who just looks at it and moves on. You know, like everybody has their own speed. And sometimes they have those headsets you can wear and stand there and they'll talk about they'll give you a tour or whatever.
I'm going to do that next time.
All right. So what's going on with you? I believe you have a solo show you've been doing.
I do. I feel like such a cliche after Graham being like, yes, I too have a solo show. I am also located in New York. Yes, we all do this. We all take our trauma and make it into a show. Mine is not about an autistic sibling, but it is about being borderline suicidal and then like working on that, but then having a stroke. So it's called Don't Kill Yourself Yet.
Okay. So another super fun topic.
Yes, but I swear it's funny. I swear it's actually funny.
No, I you can all, you got to assume it's funny because these shows, if it, you know, when you hear about them, like Allison Livey's show about abortion and stuff, it's like, it better be funny because, like, why would it be a show if it's just someone giving you a serious talk? That would be crazy. So,
are people making money off serious talks now? Because, I mean, if people are making money off of it, I'm interested, but
yeah, I don't think so. I don't think okay. So. People don't like to go out to serious clubs and stuff unless they're old or something. But
yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Pace Magazine thinks.
Well, thank you all for being here today. And before we start playing some games, I got a couple of games prepared. Before we do that, let's make a visit to Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each of my guests to recommend one film and one film only that they think people should see and might enjoy or get something out of. Let's start with Graham. First time on the show, you might not have known that was going to be a question.
No, I've listened to the show. I'm prepared. I'm excited to recommend 1997's The Wrong Guy, starring Dave Foley.
Oh, man.
It has one of my favorite premises for a movie, for a comedy movie. He thinks that he's like walking around someone. I'm not ruining the movie, by the way, doing this, saying this, but he thinks. Like he's witnesses a murder. There's blood everywhere. His fingerprints are everywhere. He didn't do it, and he thinks he's going to get framed. So he just goes on the run, and then the cops show up the next scene, and they're like, they solve the murder immediately, but he doesn't know that. So he just spends the whole movie on the run.
Yeah, because he's so the wrong funny. Guy. Yeah,
he's the wrong guy.
It is. Dave Foley commits so hard to being such a stupid person in that movie. Mm-hmm. And it is a real cult hit because it's like, isn't it like not available anywhere to see?
It's, I didn't know that. I saw it. I'm from Canada. So that's just, we have to see. It's part of,
it's just, yeah.
High school.
All Canadians have seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. The prime minister makes us watch it. So I don't know. I didn't know that. Sorry. You have to go to the,
no. That's okay. Yeah. You know, I know that they recently, that Dave and some other people involved in it recently had a screening somewhere in the States, you know, might have even been New York, but I saw that they were having a screening because it is so inaccessible. So
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry. Should I recommend another one that people could watch?
No, because now people have something, you know, now they have like a movie. They got to try to figure out a way to see it. And I think also a lot of people listening to the show probably already have seen it one way or another. I know I saw it back when it came out initially and have always been a fan. Kind of reminds me of a little bit of also the Bill Murray movie, The Man Who Knew Too Much or something. No, yeah. That's not the right title.
The Man Who Knew Too Little. I love that movie.
That's it. Too Little. Yeah, that's an interesting one, too, because he's just like in the middle of this mystery situation, but he's so dumb. Okay, moving on. Justin, do you have anything to recommend that's very hard for people to access?
I don't know if it's hard to access, but first thing that comes to mind, Thief?
Thief Michael with Mann. James Caan?
Yes.
Wow. Interesting. That's Michael Mann, the dude that, you know, did Miami Vice and lots of other stuff. And it's a real moody movie. It's real, a lot of atmosphere. Vibe.
Yeah, excellent soundtrack by Tangerine Dream.
Yeah, because that was around the same time as, like, Tangerine Dream was, like, the people that did soundtracks for a few movies, including Thief and Risky Business. And, it's a real mood piece and, but also, you know, a heist story.
Yeah. It's great. It's good vibe. It's the kind of movie that you can just throw on and tune in and out after you've already seen it and get, an ambiance.
Yeah, and it's a fun movie to not pay to see, because then it's kind of got, you know, you're kind of like the main character, the title character. You freaking thief.
Exactly.
All right. Kenise, these have been some interesting choices so far. What do you have for us?
Okay, so I'm going to go in the complete opposite direction and do something that's very available and very widely seen. The Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movie, I watched it on the plane ride over to Denver. And I've seen it before, but I love it so much that I'm having my birthday party be a themed Spider-Man party for adults. I don't want any children there. And we're all going to dress up like... I just feel like I should let that be known, because someone will bring a child to my apartment and I'll be pissed. But yeah, we're all going to dress up as different spider people and adjacent spider universe people. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I think if you haven't seen that movie yet, do yourself a favor and watch it.
I haven't seen it yet. I've been just kind of holding it off because I anticipate liking it a lot, because I liked the last Spider-Verse movie. And everybody says this one is just as good.
It really is. I will say, go in knowing that it is part one of two, so that you're not looking around like, what the hell just happened? So, yeah.
Oh, really? So the whole thing is like a trilogy and this is the second part?
Yes. And the way that it ends makes you very much so like, okay, so there better be something this is building to. What the hell?
Yeah, I kind of like how Dune 1 ended. It was like, wow, what did they cover? Two or three chapters? And then they said, let's just take a break.
He didn't even learn how to ride a worm or whatever in the first Dune movie. So you're like, okay, so now what did we just do?
Yeah, no, I don't feel like a lot happened in the first Dune, but talking about a mood, people just ate that movie up, and I didn't really get it. You know, I'm still back watching the David Lynch version, where it's just like,
that one is so bad.
Yeah, exactly. So you got that to cling on to, you know, like you could just sit there and go, man, this is really weird and terrible. But you can't say that about this new Dune, because everybody loves it.
Well, it's vibes. I think that's the thing about Denis Villeneuve, or however you say it. He's great at creating a vibe, and Dune is a vibe.
Yeah,
no, great movie to fall asleep to.
Yeah, no, he's a real slow, atmospheric, you know, like, and he's all about this, more about the visuals than anything else, it feels like. And my thing about Dune that I don't like is those little breathing things that they wear. Timothy Chalamet just looks like he has a Hitler mustache. But
so they all have the Hitler mustache.
Yeah, they all do. But you know what I mean? It definitely looks better on Zendaya than on Timothy. But
Spider-Man, in the future, it's not too soon to have a Hitler mustache.
Right? It's back. Yeah. And it helps you to breathe. It helps you to breathe.
Yeah,
standing around in a bunch of sand. okay, so we got The Wrong Guy, Thief, and Spider-Man Across... Wait, what's the title again? Across the Universe?
I think it's Across the
Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse.
But it could be Into the Spider-Verse. I know it's one or the other. That's the name for those movies.
Yeah. It's confusing, but it's really good. I liked it. All right. Thank you for those recommendations. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. And the first game that I would like to play with Graham and Justin and Denise today is something called How Long Is It? I'll name a thing, and it's up to the three of you to try and guess how long it is. You know, without going over Price is Right style, the closest to the correct answer,
like time wise or length,
the winner. Well, let me tell you what the thing is. It's always a different thing that you got to figure out how long it is. But in this case, it is a time question, because today what I did was I jumped on to X, formerly Twitter, and I posted the following post. I said, I just heard Tom Hanks is 6'7". I didn't know he was that big. And then, you know, big all in capital letters. So, terrible joke. I don't mind.
I think it's kind of funny.
Okay, good. But some people wrote back, you know, boo.
I'm angry.
Some people didn't enjoy it. But my question is, because we live in such a reply guy universe, how long in hours or minutes or a combination of the two did it take for someone to correct me and say that Tom Hanks, well, actually is 6 feet tall? So we'll go to Graham first. How long do you think that takes in the world of X, formerly Twitter?
Well, I know that everyone on online, particularly Twitter/X, has a great sense of humor and understands subtlety and irony. And I think that realistically it took probably 4 seconds.
That's like you can't even type it that fast. You
think they're quick.
They're waiting to pounce and criticize.
I'll show them. I'll show someone.
Okay, so you're going to go with 4 seconds.
Yeah.
It's closest without going over, I have to remind you.
Oh, I'm sticking to it.
Okay. I mean, I think it would be very funny if it was 4 seconds or less. And I'm not going to say whether it is or not. Justin? How long do you think it would take?
It's at least twice as long as what Graham said. So I'm going to say like 12 minutes.
Twice as long as what Graham said would be 8 seconds, but you're saying 12 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Final answer. Lock it in.
12 minutes before one of the 700,000 bots that follow me, before one of them chimed in with, he's 6 foot. Denise?
I think it's 5 minutes. I feel like that's a safe thing. Wow, Justin, I feel like you're being real nice to the people of the internet, thinking that they would wait 12 minutes to be right about something. So I'm going to say 5 minutes.
I mean, the responses came in fast and furious, but I was looking for specifically someone correcting me about Tom Hanks's, you know, legit height. And then when somebody did do it, they posted that a picture of him and that from Google where it says, you know, 6 feet. And then they wrote this, Google must have measured him on the set of Money Pit. Because there's that scene where he's like, you know, standing on the rug and it sinks into the floor.
Oh, I thought they were going to say like Apollo 13, because in space you grow.
Yeah, well, I was expecting all sorts of things. And, you know, of course, once I got my answer, I deleted the whole thing because people were just being so mean about how dumb a joke that was. And I didn't want people to think I really was standing behind that that bit. Have you guys seen how torn up Jimmy Carr is right now on Twitter? Because he posted that he was going to tell some really, you know, dangerous jokes that you can't tell anymore. And everybody's roasting him because the jokes aren't that offensive.
I'm so excited to go see now, though.
Well, what's, I've known Jimmy and known Jimmy for years, and I always thought he, you know, his stuff was kind of edgy. But now when he just put out this special where he opens the special by saying, okay, folks, this is jokes you can't tell anymore, then everybody held him to that standard, right, and the jokes right. aren't that offensive, really.
Yeah.
Especially when you set it up that way. So yeah. He's really getting roasted by everybody. I thought, you know, he'd get a little support, but everybody's really having a good time with it. But back to our game. Graham said 4 seconds. Denise said 5 minutes. Justin said 12 minutes. And this one goes to Justin because... It took those mother effers. It took somebody 23 minutes.
Damn it.
To get around and looking up Tom Hanks' real height and then wow. correction.
Wow. That's yeah. impressive.
I was surprised. To be honest, I thought it would happen much quicker. So either the people that are paying attention to my posts are not, not so bad, or nobody's paying attention to anything over there anymore.
Well, I want to say I'm just glad you saw my reply correcting you.
Justin, that was you? I didn't even know you had any fake accounts. Because whoever it was had a really funny name. You know, the most of the... if you see a like comment that's mean, then you look and see what their name is, and it's some made-up silly thing. But congratulations to Justin. You did it. You figured that one out without going over. None of you went over. Everybody went under, well under 23 minutes. And you know what that means, Justin, that when you win this game, do you remember from your previous appearances?
Do I go first in the next game?
That's exactly what's going to happen. And we're going to do that after our second commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and Justin Thompson, he knows how fast people will correct you on social media, and so he gets to go first in our second, and that was like a little quick warm-up game, How Long Is It, where I always ask, every time I play How Long Is It, it has something to do with Tom Hanks. That's the running gag there. So, Justin gets to go first in our most important game, the one that determines it all, and it's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? King or Kong Edition. So I'm here at this amazing film festival in Austin, Fantastic Fest. It's a genre film festival. So that means, you know, horror, fantasy, and science fiction. But you know, all versions of those things, very violent or very funny, or you know, just but it's genre films. And I have participated in a podcast the other day called KingCast, and it's just a podcast that's entirely about Stephen King. And each episode they have a guest on, and they talk about a Stephen King movie. So For me to be a guest on that show, I had to bring, you know, some of my Doug Loves Movies game to it. So I created this game to play on the KingCast, and I had so much fun with them playing it that now I'm going to do a version of it with all of y'all. But in this version, I'm going to say a tagline from a movie, and then you have to guess if it's from a movie based on Stephen King's writings or a King Kong movie. So it's either King or Kong is the answer every time. And I'll start with Graham. You get the mm-hmm. first one. And then you'll either get a point or you won't get a point. And it'll just move on from there. And okay. Here's the extra wrinkle I added. Uh-oh. Once you get one right, if you get it right in your 50-50 guess, then you get to guess the title of the specific movie it is. And if you get that right, you'll get an extra point. And, you know, these are all movies that either have King Kong in them or are based on Stephen King works. Does all that make sense?
Yep. I'm locked in.
Locked in and excited?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Graham.
Bring it to me.
I worry that Kinesis is going to lose interest and wander back into the art gallery.
No, I when you said this, I genuinely at first was like Martin Luther King. So I thought it would be very different yeah. quotes. But yes, that
King Kong King.
Yes.
Every one of these taglines is from a movie with King Kong or Stephen King or MLK. All right, here we go.
I have a dream about a giant gorilla.
Monkey gorilla. He's an ape, right? Officially?
Right, right.
Kong? Okay. Here we go. Here's the first one, Graham. Escape is not an option is the tagline for a movie that's either a Stephen King adaptation or a King Kong movie. Which do you think it is? King or Kong?
I would say that King Kong escaping in New York City would not be an option. I'm going to go Kong.
Right. The only thing he has to go is up. He just has to climb up, depending on, you know, which of the King Kong movies it is. Because mm-hmm. he's taken on the Empire State Building, the Twin Towers, and then probably back to the Empire State Building. Did he ever do the Chrysler Building? Not sure.
No. You can't go anyway. Down.
Escape is not an option is not from a it is not from a King Kong movie. It is from based on a Stephen King either short story or novella. Stephen? I think
what the heck.
it's a movie called The Mangler.
Oh
yeah, exactly. I've seen most Stephen King adaptations, I think, and I'm not even sure if I've seen The Mangler.
I haven't heard of it.
There you go. Some of these are really tough, others maybe not. We'll see how Justin does in his first attempt. Are you ready, Justin?
I was born ready.
You can't take a pause that long and then say you were born ready. All right, here we go. Now there's a new name for terror.
I'm going to go King.
There's a new name for terror. That is correct. It is a Stephen King adaptation. Justin, that's 1 point for you. Now, do you think you could tell me which Stephen King adaptation has the tagline?
Is it Cujo?
You're going with Cujo is a new name for terror.
Is that right?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you, as host of this show, I have all the answers. And that is correct. It is Cujo. Nicely done, wow. Justin. Yeah, you're off to the races. You got 2 points. And I was reading an interesting thing about Cujo that I forgot. In the opening titles, there's like a puddle of blood and it starts to swirl around and it spells Cujo. I had forgotten about that. Kind of makes me want to just watch the beginning again. Did you ever see Cujo, Justin?
Yeah, it's been a long time, but there's a dog, there's a car. Ooh, I'm so scared. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's really mangy and scary looking, and like, everyone's terrified, and they're trapped in a car because he's outside the car.
Yeah, it's a bad buddy.
But yeah, I don't remember it being a great movie, but it sure is fun to think about because dogs really should rise up against us. I don't know what they're waiting for. All right, Kinesis, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. What movie Is it a Kong or a King that has the tagline laughs, exclamation point, thrills, exclamation point, pathos, exclamation point.
Pathos?
Yes.
I'm like, was there a, like, did people at the time King Kong movies came out know what the word pathos meant? Do we know what the word pathos means? I'm going to say that it is King.
Ooh, I'm sorry. It's Damn not. It. It's not.
You have more faith in people.
I mean, it's not Kong.
Think, yeah.
It's not King. It's King Kong from 1933.
Wow. Yeah, I really should have more faith in humanity and that they know words and stuff.
I think the use of exclamation points is also a giveaway for it being something old or older, because they used to love to just really, really hype shit up in the taglines. You know, taglines these days are more chill. Sometimes they just have a period or no, nothing at the end. But this one, laughs, thrills, pathos, which I get it. You know, once you've seen the movie, I guess there's pathos, but it's really just sort of a couple minutes of it at the end.
Yeah. I will go by punctuation next time. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm not going to give out any hints that are going to help as we move forward in this game. I don't think any of the other ones have exclamation points, although maybe that will help in some sort of weird way. All right. We're back to Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And this one goes like this. Is it Stephen King or King Kong? One will fall. Oh, and here's a perfect example. This one has a period at the end. One will fall, period.
Well, if I've learned anything from the past question, there's no exclamation point, so it must be King.
It must be.
It must be.
No, it's not.
Ah! God.
It's another Kong. And the reason they say one will fall is because it's Godzilla versus Kong.
Of course. Of course.
But I didn't, I didn't see that one. Does one of them fall? Like, does one of them actually, or do they just mean trip and fall, not necessarily dying?
Be a pretty boring movie if they just hug upright.
Oh, I thought that was the season the film was released.
Yeah.
Came also, out in the fall.
Yeah,
right? One will fall this autumn. Why, like, also, in any matchup between Godzilla and Kong, why doesn't Godzilla just roast his ass? Like, why doesn't he just shoot flame out of his mouth and it's a done deal? Like, even a giant monkey doesn't want flames in his face.
Nope. Nope.
That's that's my theory, anyway.
It seems fake.
The whole matchup. Well, you know, it's funny. Yep. There is like some people that really get bent out of shape about how in Godzilla and King Kong movies, you know, they size of both of those creatures varies kind of wildly.
Yeah.
Like in some cases, they're much bigger than they are in other ones, and so people especially when Godzilla and Kong get together, it's people presume Godzilla is just much bigger than Kong normally. But I think they're about the same size in that movie. Of course, I did not see it.
Apes are very strong.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know,
I'm not saying it's not a fair fight, especially if Kong could like get Godzilla like in a chokehold and make the flames shoot away from him.
That's right. And he's got arms. He's got little Velociraptor. Godzilla's got little tiny arms, little Velociraptor arms.
Yeah, so he's like a T-Rex arms. Or whatever. Yeah.
So, okay, so I get
There's not
it.
Much All he right. can do there. He can't even really shove with those or anything. Can't fight back.
Doug, I'm really coming around on this, I got to say.
Well, if nothing, we're here to learn about these magnificent creatures. And we're moving on to Justin, who's the only person with points on the board on this one. So he could really run away with this thing. Justin, King or Kong, the tagline is, "We don't belong here."
Kong.
You're going Kong?
Hold on.
What?
Nope, let me go King.
Whoa.
You're going King?
Yeah.
We just do this.
It worked for me last time, you know, double or nothing.
So you're saying it's a Stephen King movie with the tagline, "We don't belong here."
Yeah.
Okay. That's wrong.
All right, well, go with my first answer then.
Okay. You're going to go with Kong instead. That's the tagline from Kong Skull Island.
I knew that one.
Oh, no. It's such a timing thing with these games. I wish I'd asked you that one. Yeah, it was wasted on Justin, but nice try, fella. Kenise, are you ready?
I am ready.
Miracles do happen.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just trying to give you a pep talk. The tagline is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm going to be a jerk
and I'm going to guess it's not only, I'm going to guess that it's Stephen King, but is it the Green Mile?
Hang on a second. You can't do this one step at a time.
Oh, can I start with King then?
King is correct. You get one point for King. And now, but I want you to not rush into anything and think about
okay,
this.
Okay, so it's not the Green Mile.
It's a Stephen King, but I just want, now is when you can answer which movie you think it is.
Okay, so he did like some ones that we don't like think of as like traditional Stephen King ones. So part of me is thinking it's not Those Boys Who Found a Dead Body in the Woods, and it's not, did he do Shawshank? It's not that. So I feel, I'm sorry, I'm going to stick to my guns here, but I think it's the Green Mile.
I appreciate you sticking to your guns, because I think it's the thing to do. And that is the correct answer. It is the Green Mile.
Yeah. Nice.
So now Kenise has 2 points. This is getting pretty intense.
That's one of the few movies where like Tom Hanks, but.
He does what?
He fucks. He and his wife, like it's like the magical Negro thing. And this magical Negro like touches him, and he like is able to finally fuck his wife after a long time of not fucking her.
Wow.
Yeah. And
doesn't
he
also, he saves a mouse too, doesn't he? Or does he just get sad his mouse is dead and he can't bring it back?
No, he brings it
I'm
back.
Not sure. Sorry. There's a man just yelling. I don't know what's happening. Sorry.
He loves art.
Yeah, he's like moved by it.
Yeah.
Can you get closer to him, see what he's yelling about?
He's walking away from my source of power. So I'm like, there's an electrical outlet like right near a tree. So I'm just like leaning against the tree like a total weirdo. But so far, no one's told me to move. Yeah, I'm just leaning against it like a hobo in the 30s, just plugged into it.
I think your charger's just in a hole in a tree.
I think my phone's charging, although it has not gone above 50%.
It's an owl maybe. Eating the cord.
Oh, and also, yeah, it might be one of those, I love how there's sockets everywhere, especially like airports where you plug in just nothing. It's not real. Just so they can save a little money and not let you recharge. Yeah, The Green Mile is one of those movies that I saw it, but I didn't love it. So I don't remember everything about it, but I do remember that one creepy guy played by an actor named Doug steps on that cute little mouse, and then the big guy brings it back to life. I remember that part.
The score is great. If you like film scores, I listen to that film score all the time.
Oh, okay. It's also like, it's funny that it's a movie that sort of lives in the shadow of Shawshank Redemption, because, you know, same director and same, Stephen King adaptation. And it's just, you know, everybody thinks Shawshank Redemption is the best movie ever made. And so it's funny that there's this other long ass movie about people in a prison. I've had my fill of movies of people in prison. You know, if you really want to see prison stuff, just watch all the reality shows that, you know, show what's really going on in there.
Wait, there are reality shows set in prison?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm clearly out of it.
Yeah, like, I mean, those have been around for a long time. You know, they're called Locked Up, and they, you know, just go to different prisons and just, you know, show you their lives, you know, and talk about what they did and what they're doing to, you know, go back out into society.
Turns out everything's fine.
Yeah. prison system's great. Yeah. It's really, it's working out perfectly.
Everybody they're making here. A profit. And things are okay because of it.
Nobody ever goes back in, you know, they're always rehabilitated or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Graham, speaking of rehabilitation, this is your shot. If you can get 2 points here, you're going to force a three-way tie.
Okay.
And then we'll have to play a tiebreaker. But if not, then it's going to be a tie between Justin and Kenise. And they will have showdown.
And then what do I do?
You'll just...
I just have to go...
You can hang out.
Okay.
It won't take very long.
Okay. I don't want to be
alone. But first, you get... this is the last one. So if you get it and then get the extra point...
Okay.
Then you're in business.
I'm locked in.
I have faith in you.
Thank you.
Miracles do happen, as they say in the Green Mile. A game nobody survives.
A game nobody survives. Oh boy. I'm gonna have to say I have no idea. I'm going to say Kong, because I can picture them saying, like, in a Jurassic Park kind of way, that this is your tempting fate with this game, and this is not, it's King, isn't it? I screwed up. I'm going to be alone again.
So what's your final answer?
I'm going to go King.
All right. It is Stephen King.
Yes.
Yes.
You did it. It goes to show you never trust your instincts.
Never trust your instincts and never stop guessing. Just keep trying. Right.
Just keep flip-flopping. Until it always works.
Yeah. You'll get there eventually. You'll get there someday. And the motion picture is called. Now, just think of all the Stephen King books and movies you can think of, and which one do you think would have the tagline, "A game nobody survives"?
A game nobody survives. Firestarter.
What's the game part of that? Like, she's a kid, so she's just playing a game. She's just playing like red light, green light, but setting people on fire.
The game of using her for the government is a game.
Right. Yeah,
the Pentagon, it's a game
the government is not going to survive.
The law of humanity.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. Well, I think that.
What's happening?
It's a great. It's a classic Grammo flip. I can't. Here's the thing. Here we go. I can't think of anything. If you asked me to name my family's names, I couldn't tell you what their names were.
Well, I'd have to take Firestarter as your answer because it is a Stephen King adaptation, and you know, and we talked about it for a while before I tell you that, you know, that is the incorrect answer, and. Mm-hmm. The movie, but you were touching on like the right thing about the government and in a game that they control, because it's a movie called The Running Man.
Okay, I wouldn't have got that anyway. That's fine.
Yeah, that's a Schwarzenegger movie where he's in a game show. It's basically like somebody saw The Running Man and then they wrote The Hunger Games. Because it could not be more similar, although The Running Man's kind of similar to other things that came before it. But because let's face it, ever since, you know, Gladiator days and stuff, you know, we've all of humanity enjoys watching somebody try to survive and die. So the Running Man is the answer. And then that means that, Graham, I'm sorry, but you did get, you got on the board. You got a point. So you had a really, I think you had a quite a successful first time appearance here on the show.
I'm really proud that I got one of the two 50-50 chances correct.
Yeah, you did it. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's what these games are about, is giving everybody a chance. And we will discuss again your plugs that you would like to do at the end. So please stick around for just another couple of minutes as we settle the score between Justin and Kenise. Here's how it's going to work. I am going to say another Stephen King tagline. Justin, it's all on you, buddy. If you know, if you guess correctly what movie this is the tagline from, you're our winner today. If you fail, Kenise is our winner, and she can go ahead and guess if she wants, just for fun. But are you ready?
No, I was not born ready, but let's do it anyway.
This is for everything. I was born so ready, the doctor didn't even have to slap me. I slapped him. Also, do they slap babies now anymore, or was that a weird thing they used to do and they don't do it anymore?
They tase them.
They tase them now. I knew they might have changed it. I knew they might have updated the system, because just especially when you're watching old movies, the way they just smack a baby on the ass when it was just born, it's just like, what? It's never too soon for corporal punishment. That's what I say.
Well, the tasing is much more humane, you know, yeah. Modern, elegant solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Just give them a quick tase. And then that way, because I think the bottom smacking is just in case they're like choking on their on their tongue or something like that. But they always hold them upside down by their ankle. It's the weirdest thing. Maybe that was just something that took off that was more like a good luck thing or something. Are you ready, Justin?
Yeah, hit me.
After all of that. Paul Sheldon used to write for a living. Now he's writing to stay alive.
Misery.
That is correct.
Damn it.
You did it, Justin. Kenise, did you know it?
Yes, I knew that one.
Yeah, it has to be kind of an easy one because we got to settle this tie. We can't just leave it a tie at the end. So congratulations, Justin. You did it. Would you like to go ahead and do your plugs at this time?
Sure. Well, my name is Justin Thompson. I'm a comedian. You can follow me on Instagram at ThompsoJustin. My monthly show
you got
here.
You me laughing.
Everybody's laughing. We're having a good time. Yeah. I'm on Instagram. It's ThompsoJustin. And you'll find links to all my other stuff and my show there.
And did you leave X?
No, I'm still on X.
Oh, okay. But there on there you're also Justo Thompson.
Something even stupider. It's Thompson Tweets. The thing is, when you have a very common name, every handle with a variation of that has been taken.
Yeah.
Before me. Yeah. So
it's true, because like every time I'm like looking for you on the socials, I can't remember these Justo Thompson things, and I you know, just typing in Justin Thompson is really, it's wild. Like, it's, you know, it's, you gotta really put the work in. So it's
all right, let's pick a new handle right now. I'll change it today.
No, what are you gonna do? You can't make it Justin Thompson, that's taken. So it's on Instagram, it's
Thompson Justin, Thompson Justin. Also, I have a website where you can see all my links. It's justinthompson.omg.lol. That's way easier.
There's so much to write down with you. It's hard to remember all that.
All right. Now, all right, here's my social security number, and we'll wrap it up there.
Okay, good. And can you join us on the next episode? Because that's what you win, is the opportunity to join us next time. It'll be at the same time, but on Thursday.
Sure.
Okay. You sure you don't want to check your calendar?
I'm looking at my calendar. I'm pushing all these other appointments aside.
Wait, you've been looking at your calendar the whole show?
No, it just
sounds like a form of cheating, just in case any movies come up. Like, there was that one about fall. There was that fall one. All right. Graham K., thank you for joining us today. Let's talk about your show again. It's at Under St. Mark's. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. The show is called Pete and Me. It's at Under St. Mark's Theater. The Paste magazine says Kay embraces in a moving monologue filled with humor, humility, and humanity, his fate. He won't be alone because he will always have his brother, Pete, even though you, Doug Benson, left me alone and will leave me alone after this.
I'll have
nothing to do next Thursday.
I'm sorry, dude, but I would love for you to come back sometime. You know, let's pencil you in for like 2025.
Yeah. I'm a little busy.
You think you're open? Yeah. Oh, you might be
busy. I'm busy. Yeah, I'm slammed.
No, we'll have you back. You know, anytime you want to come back and plug something, definitely reach out. And nice. Kenise Mobley, tell us again all the deets on your solo show.
The solo show is called Don't Kill Yourself Yet, and I have no dates because I'm going to Italy for a month, baby. Don't talk to me. I don't exist. No, seriously, though, look me up on all the socials. It's Kenise Mobley because my parents did foresee that I would have to have a social handle, and no one else has it. So it's Kenise Mobley on Instagram, formerly known as Twitter, and the other ones, I guess. And, I co-host a show called Boys in the Woods at Friends and Lovers in Brooklyn. It is on the first Thursday of every month. So check that out. But more importantly, me, and go to my website and find out where I'll be. And please, dear God, buy tickets because people say I don't push tickets enough.
Well, that's a great idea for people having a baby, is just, you know, punch in the first name you're thinking about giving the baby with your last name and see if the Twitter, you know, if not Twitter, but, you know, see if the handle is available and then name your child.
Name my child Tom Joe. Tom Joe.
Because these social media things are really built to last and can't possibly change or go away. Doug Loves Movies. Thank you, Kenise. Doug Loves Movies is on. We do have an account on X. And then we also have a account for the Wide World of Doug's podcast. So listen to that if you get a chance. The Benson Movie Interruption is back at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles on October 3rd. I'm doing stand-up in San Diego at the American Comedy Company at 420 on Saturday, October 7th. And on October 17th, Doug Loves Movies moves to the Improv Lab at the world-famous Hollywood Improv. That's on October 17th, and all my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thanks, all three of you, for joining me today. Graham K., Justin Thompson, and Kenise Mobley. And hope to see you all again sometime soon.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I end every show with a last line of a motion picture. So today it's two words, both with exclamation points, and it's from the King Kong that came out in 1976. So, as always, Jack!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause